yeah. You wanna know? I just like you know.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
When you can free your mind and have a good time, just step right up.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Keep on fire your life, act like you know.
Well, happy holidays, everybody. I am Jay, and I'm your friend. You can get a hold of me directly at jgarvins.com or directly at 719-330-1457. You've tuned in to the Jay Garvin Show, and I am so excited to have today's conversation with you. It's one that I've been studying and trying to understand for years. I come to the microphone here at the Home and Mortgage Talk Show as a licensed loan originator in Colorado and a half a dozen other states, from Utah to Tennessee to Florida to Indiana, New Mexico, South Dakota, Wyoming, and beyond. But I also come to you as an investor, a father and family member, and a husband. So these conversations about the economy and how it affects mortgages, borrowing, and real estate are absolutely crucial, especially during the holiday seasons. I've had so many conversations with you out there, whether it's Michelle, whether it's Michael, Kay, whether it's Denise, Jane, whether it's Bill, whether it's Kenny. These are all the calls. You've been personally reaching out to me, and many, many more. I'm going to take just a second. Teresa, which is another. Tressa is another one. I just received a call from a longtime listener, Kevin, and Nate before that. And the conversations are always connected to this topic. When are we going to get a break? Why does this economic downturn feel different than others? And what can we do to get ahead of it instead of getting buried by it? So with no further ado, Matt, I'm going to go ahead and initiate that drum roll. And today's title of our conversation: knowing the difference between a deflationary downturn and an inflationary downturn. Now, that sounds boring, but I'm going to make it exciting, because what's going on right now in the economy around us is very, very different than anything we've seen in this country since 1982. And that was the first midterm election for the first term of Ronald Reagan. And Ronald Reagan followed an incredibly high inflationary presidential term of Jimmy Carter. The notorious conversations of everybody saying, well, when I grew up there, sonny, our interest rates hit 180,000%. Well, actually, they hit 18%, and that was painful. But interest rates before that were 6%. So if you look at interest rates that were in the 4% in 2018, then in 2020 and 21, they went down to 2% and 3%. When interest rates shot up to 6% and 8%, 9% would have clearly been a triple, just like 6% increase from the late 60s to the mid 70s, 6% to 18% was a triple and affected people catastrophically. The same effect has been felt across our economy. And I'm going to have that conversation today. The three things I'm going to go over is, what is the difference in an inflationary downturn, which 2024 and 25 have been, actually trailing portions of 2023 as well, and a deflationary downturn, like the one we experienced in 2008, the one we experienced in 2000 and 2001 after Y2K and the dot-com bust to boom. And then, of course, the 1991 deflationary downturn during Bush number one savings and loan scandal and downturn, and the infamous quote put before the American presidential election in 1992 when President Clinton was elected. No new taxes were the quote from George H. Bush, and he was tricked and hoodwinkled from the Democratic Congress to do just that. Fix a deflationary problem with tax increase, and that did not work. So we're going to go through the numbers. We're going to decipher what makes a significant difference And then most importantly, how can you react to it? What do you do? How do you prepare? So, to tell you the first stance, comparing inflationary downturn to a deflationary downturn is very, very different. During an inflationary period, all prices are going up like they have, especially during the post-COVID time when you've got eggs going from $1 a dozen to $4 to $7 a dozen, when you've got gas going from $2.10 to $4.50, and so on and so forth. We don't need to relive the painful moments. Back in 2008, the crisis stemmed from, of course, the mortgage industry meltdown. And by the way, this still emanates fear in many of the baby boomers and the millennials because it devastated many, many baby boomer portfolios, and millennials were old enough to watch their parents in turmoil. But also during that time, in 2008, people hoarded money. Prices across the board decreased because it was deflationary. And if you remember, the first aim of response was quantitative easing. If you remember that, when they were purchasing billions and billions, up to $500 billion in mortgage-backed securities. And that was to restabilize the mortgage and real estate industry. It bled into the banking industry and then employment and everything. It was named the Great Recession for a reason. But if there were people that were actual savers and lenders when they were doing quantitative easing and propping up lending again, you were a beneficiary of that. But everybody else lost. But if you held your money, you were safe. And that's the exact opposite of where we are now. I've talked to so many people that have nothing but cash or a fixed monthly income, and with prices going up as high as they are, they're like, we run out of money before we run out of month. And that's because money sitting in cash in savings, unless it's making 5% or more, is not keeping up with inflation. Because this administration has tapered out inflation to less than 2.4%. But remember, that's on top of the record 9% plus inflation during the Biden administration. And why is this a fact and why is it different? The difference is that during COVID, actually starting with the end of the Trump administration and all the way through every year, all the time, there was printed money with the Inflation Reduction Act, which was just the opposite, print money, print money, print money. And then on top of that, we had more consumers come into the country with anywhere between 10 and 20 million illegals, given debit cards, given housing, giving benefits. It inflated everything as there was excess money in the economy. So one, in 2008 was deflationary and people held money and were safe. In 2023 and 24, prices are getting higher, people are trying to save money, and it ends up going backwards by default. And that's what I want to help you understand and resolve in this hour. How can you counter that? Call me at 719-330-1457 during the break for your questions or to set up a mortgage consultation, especially if you're over the age of 62. The rest of you stay tuned while we hear from some of our sponsors. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your Home and Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse, legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the beef? Do you know all that we've learned about happiness?
Thank you for staying with me. I am Jay, and I'm your friend. Every single week, I come to this microphone to add value to you, and I want to ask you for a personal favor. Matt, my producer, and I put the show together every week out of my wallet. And the only way that I can counter the expenses of this airtime is by originating mortgages and helping you. As a licensed loan originator, I would appreciate earning your business on your next purchase or refinance a mortgage. At Churchill Mortgage, we're the only company in the industry that does a certified loan approval, which means we not only help you, your friends, or your adult children. Jesse, I appreciate you introducing both of your children to Ken Smith and I at the Churchill Mortgage branch here in Colorado Springs. But we not only get people pre-qualified, which is basically running credit and estimating someone's income, and a full direct underwriting DU, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac LP approval, which is running it through the computer. We actually take all of your documents with no expense to you at the cost of about $1,500 to us to get your loan fully certified with a live processor and underwriter. Therefore, when you're ready to purchase, you have virtual cash. This guarantee is backed up by $10,000 for the seller if for any reason your purchase does not go through to ownership of the house for any reason connected to the loan. So call me at 719-330-1457. That's 719-330-1457. Ken Smith and I are doing a promotion right now through the end of the year. Anybody that completes a certified loan approval before December 31st, we are giving you a lender credit for an entire appraisal on your purchased property. So call me at 719-330-1457. I'm trying to get down to the details of what's the difference between our current inflationary downturn and past deflationary downturns. And the biggest factor is that our 2025 downturn is linked to a combination of factors, including a long-term goal for the government, austerity, which means I had to look this word up, is that this administration is trying its best to cut back all the excessive spending. That's why you heard in the beginning of this administration the DOGE, you know, the Department of Government Efficiency. And this is not unique to 47's strategy with Trump. Obama said the exact same thing at the beginning, that we have to attack the careless spending and the corruption. President Clinton said the same. Ronald Reagan said the same. And it's what everybody refers to as the swamp in Washington. That's why our government was shut down for a record length 41 days, because the Democrats wanted a guarantee that the entitlements of Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, would continue past January, and the Republicans said, no, you elevated the hell out of spending during COVID, double and tripling people on Medicare and so forth. That's how undocumented, illegal immigrants crossing the border, whatever you want to call them, they walk into an emergency room and they get full services. That wasn't enough. Now they were getting sex changes. Now they were getting cosmetic surgery. They were getting debit cards that were issued through several programs. And that's the problem when you increase spending. It's so incredibly difficult to decrease it. And with $38 trillion of national debt, we've been having a conversation for two decades now about the solvency of Social Security, the solvency of Medicare, Medicaid, and all of that. So government austerity in trying to cut that back is a painful operation. But on top of that, we're trying to settle a record inflationary period from 2022 through 2024, almost double-digit inflation. And now, by the grace of God, that's been countered by enormous amounts of investment pledges in our economy, manufacturing.
What you talking about, mister?
It's about the Rust Belt, stupid. Over $18 trillion of forecasted and promised funds. Now, is that going to actually come to fruition in dirt being moved and factories being made? I don't know. But if you look at the forecasts for extraneous companies like Rockwell International out of Milwaukee that you would not know of, that handles factory and production automation, they're busier than they've been in a decade, because factories in Tennessee, in South Carolina, North Carolina, Alabama, Idaho, Texas, Arizona, Georgia, Mississippi are all exploding. Sadly, you don't hear that in Colorado, and that's mostly because of our unemployment tax that we're hit with through the Family Affordability Act that Governor Paulus passed. You don't see much manufacturing growing in California. You see an exodus into Texas and other states. But there are a lot of states that are building infrastructure, and that's how we're going to tackle inflation. As hard as it is, unless you're 65 years or older, the best way that you can counter inflation right now is get a second or third job, period. That's what makes America great. As tough as that is for you to hear, if you're under 30 years old and you don't have two or more veins of income, what we call gig income, that's delivering Uber, that is doing some computer coding on the side, it's doing graphic design, that's doing crafts and selling them on Etsy like my daughter does, or selling some stuff through Marketplace or any other platform. For me personally, my gig economy employment is right here at the microphone. I do this radio one day a week outside of my full-time job and mortgage. For the last 10 years, I've sat down with people like me, a licensed loan originator. I want you to call me at 719-330-1457. And my wife and I bought three little houses on the side. Those three little houses, now without any mortgages at all, are giving us more than $2,000 a month per house, or $6,000 a month, $72,000 a year extra for my wife's retirement. We got so excited that we did a second set of three houses for myself. You can do the same. I also have my military retirement, which is an extra source of income for a country I served 25 years ago for 15 years. When you're attacking inflation, the key thing I want to share with you is the price of goods are going to have to go up. So you have to use your Sam's Club, Costco mentality. You have to use your bulk purchase mentality. I remember my parents doing it in 1977 when I was 10 years old, and we would go to the middle of nowhere to warehouse shopping before it was popular with Costco, Walmart, and Sam's Club. And also I remember, like it was yesterday, that my mother with four boys would go buy a quarter calf out of a butcher in the middle of nowhere, Iowa. It's the same way my wife and I buy beef in bulk at Costco, cut it up, and freeze it. And we love King Soopers and Safeway, but it's 70 cents on the dollar. So you can beat price that way. You can beat price by lowering your budget. There's no law in America that says couples have to have two cars. Zach and Emily, we are great friends with and helping them. They have one car right now because that's what they can afford. There's no law in the United States that says everybody in your household needs a cell phone. Well, I could never do that to my 13-year-old daughter. Well, if your alternative is to live on credit cards, then that's a decision you have to make. And also, when you're in your retirement years, there's a lot of things to consider, like line of equities, a reverse mortgage, or selling and downsizing. I just helped a couple sell their house in Colorado Springs because they realized that they could live 84 cents on the dollar. That means 16% less in overhead costs for groceries, everyday essentials in Oklahoma than they could in Colorado. All of those things are very, very important, because some of the points that I want to make is that the central banks, like the Federal Reserve right now, are holding interest rates higher and more steady than we want for several reasons. There's so much printed money in the economy from the Inflation Reduction Act, from COVID PPP programs, that if you lower interest rates anymore, it's going to increase the elevation of an already inflated stock market and an inflated economy that isn't supported by the lower 90%. 10% of the printed money doesn't hit everyday Americans. That's why Donald Trump is talking about getting a revenue check back from tariff proceeds. That's why Donald Trump is talking about, if you have a child in 2025, you're going to get a $1,000 investment treasury. Yeah, we're incentivizing Americans now to repopulate tomorrow. And this most amazing thing, off-the-cuff, spontaneous addition, did any of you hear about Michael Dell and his wife that donated $6.2 billion? That's with a B. This is a family that's worth a ridiculous amount of money at $62 billion, but at $6.2 billion, he's giving away 10% of his entire estate. That is significant. That means if you or I are worth $1 million, that we would call up our church and say, God has compelled me to give you a $100,000 cash donation. That's 10% of his entire estate. And that money is being donated to the growth fund, $250 a person for like 49 million Americans, you know, under the age of five, to start a fund for them in conjunction to this savings growth plan that Trump put forward, to give a treasury and an investment to a child, have them watch it grow until they're 18, and then have a foundation for investment in their life and business and school or anything. These are all ways to counter inflation, but most sensibly, you have to do that three ways. One, with savings. Two, with more earnings. And then number three, the most important that I want to focus on today and I will finish with, is taking your idle cash and investing it in real assets like a business, like a viable investment or real estate. So that's why it's very, very important to focus on this inflationary and continuing inflationary trend, is to protect your money and your family's budget. So don't go anywhere. Call me during the break at 719-3301-457, especially if you're over the age of 62 and you're having a difficult time paying your rent or paying your mortgage or paying your bills. I want you to call me now, this weekend, at 719-3301-457. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Jay Garvin's show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin's.
Housekeeping?
Come on. If you make sure you're connected, the writing's on the wall. But if you're not neglected, stumble, you might fall. Stumble, you might fall.
Housekeeping.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show, where all hour I'm talking about inflationary downturn economic periods compared to deflationary downturn economic periods. And I told you in the last segment, the only way that you can counter inflation is to get extra employment, like a second or third job or a business or a revenue source, saving money, but do not keep your money idle in cash. Invest in those things now that you can reap the dividends of once the economic employment numbers and income values go up and production goes up. What better person to have this conversation with than Kelsey, the owner of Springs Body Sculpting, because investing in your family budget and your career and your business is almost identical to our health, our bodies, and our face, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, are you guys doing anything special for Christmas? Any specials at the Springs Body Sculpting? Let's share those with the folks right away.
So we have specials of certain percentages off, value adds. I have up to 50% off on certain packages. Again, we sell in packages because that's what will yield a result. So single treatments here and there, unless it's something maintenance, I'm not going to sell you something that you will not see a result with.
Because it's a one-off instead of that. And
correct.
Let's talk about that. Because
if
someone knows that they're going to be 5 years older 5 years from now, and their body and their health and their face will need, and their skin will need more maintenance, it's almost counterproductive to do a one-off treatment.
Oh, absolutely. I just recently told someone, it's literally, if you've seen Dumb and Dumber when they're blowing their nose in the money and stuffing it in the trash, that is what that's doing. If now, granted, if that's what that's designed for. A lot of our treatments require multiples. We have some one and done, but I combine things in order to get the result a patient is looking for.
Because if you're looking for a difference in the complexion in your face, there is no quick fix, and the quick fixes that you do see out there, you need to be cautious of, but you have continuing treatments. I mean, Marlo has done this repeatedly.
Yeah.
But that requires a lot of communication, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And communication of, like, it's two-way communication. When, like, tell me what you're looking to achieve, and I tell you what I can achieve and help you with, and then communicate to you, too, this is what it requires. This is what it requires to do. There's corrective packages and treatments, and then there's maintenance. And maintenance should never cost you even close in time and money as much as a corrective package would. Just
that
like
is
oral
so
care and brushing your teeth.
Important.
Yeah.
So listen to that. When I tell you to go replace your HVAC now because your furnace is going to be that much more expensive 3 years from now and it's already 23 years old,
mm-hmm.
you don't want a Sunday surprise. The exact same thing
yes.
applies with your health, your skin, your body, and your face.
Yeah, and your holistic well-being, everything. And that's what we do there. And I tell people all the time, because they're like, well, what if I wait until, you know, again, I'll have people say, I can wait in 5 to 10 years when I need a facelift. I'm like, I wouldn't do that. In fact, it'll cost you less doing a little bit over time, over the long term, than if you just have to suddenly come up with a ton of money all at once.
For one major procedure.
And even then, one major procedure, I don't care what it is.
It has
risks attached, and it's not going to fix everything. Just like buying an HVAC, right? Like a new system there isn't going to replace your plumbing if you have a problem with your plumbing, too.
Exactly.
You know,
and
there's multiple
so
things.
Important. I'm talking to individuals that have disposable income. If you're thinking about doing any maintenance or you have any interest in better maintaining your health, your skin, like you said, your overall wellness,
mm-hmm.
do it now because in an inflationary downturn period, investing money is the key because it's going to go backwards with inflation and time and degradation to your condition, be it a skin, be it a body, be it any type of wellness concern. You can put that money in the bank now.
Yeah, even intimate wellness and things like that. Mm-hmm. Don't wait until it gets so bad to where it costs more to correct. You can do little bits. There's plenty of times when people
I know, that's the tagline. Don't
yeah.
even wait a week
Don't
if
wait.
You have a leak.
Oh, there we go. I love it. That's perfect.
We're not going to go into the details of that.
but it's true, though.
Yeah,
even with, I'll have people come in that are surprised, and they're like, thank you so much for not selling me something I didn't need. They're willing to drop thousands. And there's several times where I'm like, you don't really need that, though.
Yeah.
In fact, you look pretty good. All you really need to do is this little tweak here. Take care of your skin here. Here you go. And they're thankful because they expected me to sell them everything. I'm like, you don't need it.
And
you
and Matt live by example. We were just talking about this before the segment started. We're not going to get into the restoration of houses, but you bought a beautiful house
uh-huh.
and it needed to be fixed up with
yeah.
the siding, the stucco,
yep.
the deck, the edge, the brick, all of that. And
uh-huh.
by doing that now, instead of keeping the money in the bank until
yeah.
you're like, oh, let's go ahead and wait until things get more affordable, they never do.
No.
Little bits and pieces at a time. And that's what we're talking about with the most important thing,
yeah.
our wellness.
Pick your priorities. And then I call area annihilation. Annihilate it to how you want it. Not that sounds actually.
No, I like that because
area
yeah, that's what you've done with Marlo because with her face.
Mm-hmm. That's what your big focus is. Let's go crazy on it. Like everything mm-hmm. that we can. I would rather do that and get you an amazing result on the one area than I would trying to split the cost between everything and just do a little bit here, a little bit there, a hodgepodge here. You're never going to be happy. Do area annihilation, whether it be,
mm-hmm.
again, your health, your life, your aesthetic, whatever
your
it is.
Skin care, whatever
mm-hmm.
it is. And that's what you've done with so many ladies where you get their skin, complexion, exactly where they want it.
Yep.
And now talk a little bit about that maintenance and
yeah.
how much less that is in the long run.
It is. So going with the skin part, depending on what it is you're looking for, sometimes the procedure is required. Sometimes it's just a little bit of a handful of a series of treatments here and there. And then the maintenance of it is really mostly at home, like a good home care skincare regimen that we can guide you through, or even like a quarterly single like light chemical peel or a facial that's like $100 versus $5,000, you know? I always liken it to, like, when you get your oral care. If you have to get a crown and an orthodontic work or whatnot, and it costs a couple thousand, and you're like, oh, my gosh. But then going to see the dentist once or twice a year to get your plaque scraped off,
it's just maintenance.
It's just maintenance. And brushing your teeth and flossing and rinsing every day, just maintenance. And if you can do that, hopefully you don't have to go spend $5,000 every year unless you're sucking on jelly beans to sleep. You know, like, you know, you can maintain it just, and when I give that analogy, I do have patients that are like, oh, that feels so much better, because sometimes people get discouraged thinking, oh, I'm going to have to spend this much every year. If you're told that, I would probably go the opposite direction, because usually, and even online, you'll find people say, oh, you should repeat this once a year. No, you don't. You do not need to. That's a good way to for companies to get extra money, but really, you don't have to repeat a corrective procedure all that often unless you let it go again.
And so many companies try to get you into that monthly or annual renewal to kind of get that anyway residual automatic money.
And
it's more
those.
Benefit to the company than it is to
the patient
by far.
Correct.
Okay, so in the last minute or so, how do individuals get a hold of you during this Christmas holiday season?
Call us or text us at 719-259-0024.
One more.
719-259-0024.
And where are you located?
We are at 5731 Silverstone Terrace in the Mountain Shadows Medical Plaza.
It's such a beautiful building. You guys really do have a gorgeous location. And Marlo and I, we personally advocate Matt and Kelsey and their entire beautiful staff. But make sure that you take the time this holiday season to take care of you. I tell Marlo every Christmas season I get my one pedicure. And she does pedicures. She does her manicures on her own. She goes, but I am not going to be picking at my own feet.
Yeah.
What are some of the more popular visits that you receive during the holidays?
We get a lot of body contour and whatnot because we're spring body sculpting. But really, my favorite, I'm always a big passionate person for skincare. I love doing our face. Even I've gotten excited about the intimate wellness because of how it fundamentally changes.
Yeah, how your body
lives.
And how
it really
yeah, you
does.
Function.
Yeah, and those are some amazing success stories for me that motivates me. And we started out in aesthetics and grew into also adding intimate wellness. And it really has been something that to see that it saves people's marriages is great.
That's amazing. Thank you so much, Kelsey. Another amazing year at the microphone in an incredible area, in an incredible business with an incredible Pikes Peak region. For the rest of you, stick around. We are going to continue the conversation about inflationary periods and deflationary periods. And for you, Kelsey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Back right after these important messages from our sponsors. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
I'm gonna get myself connected. I ain't gonna go blind for the light that is reflected. Hear me out. Can you hear me out? Can you hear me out?
Come on, dog!
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
You can count on me.
You'll be the friend I should be. Won't no one put you down
when I'm around.
Well, thanks for sticking around for the last segment of the Jay Garvin Show, where we're talking about comparing an inflationary downturn with a deflationary downturn. And generically, where 2008, the mortgages collapsed, real estate collapsed, everything deflated, kept your money in savings on the side, then reinvestment was put into the market by your family, and then we had a full recovery. In an inflationary hedge, there has been no drop in the cost of products, only the increase in the cost of living, the tightened sense of employment, especially in COVID and thereafter, families being underemployed where you need more employment. And what are the specific numbers we talked about in this? Folks, we don't have to spend time to review it. Inflation got up to 9%. Eggs went from $1 to $6 a dozen, and 30 other examples of that. Inflation has settled down to where it is only 2.3% right now, but we don't forget the 9% that was added. So there are some actual things like gasoline. The other day, my wife passed a Shell gas station on Platt and texted me and said, honey, gas was $2.11 a gallon for unleaded. That is real deflation that's starting to happen. You see the exact same thing with eggs. you get creative. We go to Costco and buy 24 eggs, and when you break it down, they are only $2.20 a dozen again. But at some point, they were $1.65 less than 5 years ago. So understanding the details in the numbers is important, because in 2008, a $200,000 house went to $150,000. In 2024, $480,000 house in Colorado Springs stayed at $480,000 as a median-priced home and did not go down. In fact, interest rates went up. So what are the numbers in the countering factors to bringing that down? From a huge macro scale, this administration has done government austerity, which is basically Department of Government efficiency and eliminating some of the expense and the overhead and waste of government. Every administration has tried it. This administration is giving it a supercharge. Unless you have your head in the sand like an ostrich, there's over $18 trillion of promised international investment dollars into United States for manufacturing, for chip creation, for artificial intelligence, for blue-collar everyday jobs to go from $24 an hour to $75 an hour. These are all investments. But what do you do and how do you prepare your family specifically for this inflationary downturn? And when are we going to come out of it? Well, some of the things you can do that I talked before, that you can get multiple sources of income. You can attack your debt if you have it. It's okay if you're a primary breadwinner and you get a second job, either doing some Uber Eats or side hustle income after hours. You also can tighten up your budget, the Costco, the Sam's Club, the Walmart shopping. Don't ever be embarrassed in doing that. You also can take advantage of programs like Kay has taken advantage of. If you're over the age of 62, a reverse mortgage, a home equity conversion mortgage, where you can use some of the equity in your house to eliminate your unsecured debt, your credit card debt, your automobile debt. All of these different strategic decisions now helps you with your budget. But the biggest piece of advice that I'm going to give you, because we do have another Federal Reserve meeting this week on the 9th and 10th of December, where I believe there's going to be another 0.25% cut. I would like for a larger Fed funding rate cut. We're now going to be down to 3.5 to 3.75% range for the Fed fund rate, and that's going to bring prime interest rate down by 0.25% before, so that means your line of equities, your credit cards, your car loans, all of those things will be brought down. But do not, by any means, keep extra money that you have in cash in a low-yield savings or money market account. It's the most dangerous place to keep that money. Also, as difficult as this is to understand, and I'll explain it twice, if you have a mortgage at a fixed rate, that's why the economy is slow, because if you get rid of that and change it in for a brand new term and start your 15-year term, 20-year term, or 30-year term mortgage over, you're going backwards, not only because your interest rate will be higher, it's not the best way to consolidate debt, and you're going to start the term all over again. You want to invest your money in plausible investments in mutual funds, in 401ks, IRAs, and real estate. Right now, we have the largest inventory of real estate in this city since 2014, in the last 11 years. So I want to talk with you. Call me at 719-330-1457. I'm giving a 30-minute consultation program, sitting down with you, showing your different options. I'm doing two of them on Monday for 30 minutes. So call me at 719-330-1457 and beat this inflationary downturn time with a plan. Investing in a business, investing in a stock or a mutual fund, or most of all, investing in real estate, because those assets are increasing with everything else in the inflationary pool. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. Your health, your loved ones, and your future. Again, call me at 719-330-1457, especially if you're a person going into the holidays. 65 years or older and you're having a tough time balancing your budget and making your money last longer than your month, 719-330-1457. Doesn't matter if you own a home or not. Give me a call and I will help you. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show.
I paid the bank notes, the car notes, yes, I paid the phone bill too. And then I turned around and I found that the house closed too. Well, I'd love to take you out like I said I would, honey, but there's too much month at the end of the money.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.
But there's too much month at the end of the money. Too much month at the end of the money.